Now let's move over to the Sikha of Chof Beishvat. Now, in this Sikha of Yisr, which we just now discussed, the Rebbe brought out the full vision of Mashiach. We're talking about Yudalev, the Yudalev. It has no description to itself. It's a Metzias of the Rebbe. And it includes in itself everything. What do they mean it includes in itself everything? And it includes all the Giluim of Teres Achsidus. That's no question about. But it also includes all the our Metzias as we know ourselves. All the things that the means our Avodas Hashem in Zman HaGolus, the way we're conducting our lives now. We live, we eat, we're Noshim Gashmi, we're working in the channels of Olam Hazeh. So all of that, this is what was brought out in this Sikh of Yisrael. This is where we're going to see the Lakus. This is where they're going to see the scholars of the Gula and the scholars of Mashiach and the Bligivul of Olam, of course, all in the Mitzvahs of Olam Hazeh. This was brought out very clearly in the Sikh of Yisrael. Now the Rebbe is coming to the Sikh of Chof Beishvat. The Rebbe does not suffice for this. The fact that we have the full revelation of Mashiach in every single aspect, it couldn't be anything more than what we've already explained in the Sikh of Yisrael. Here the Rebbe is coming to tell us, no, that is not enough. And the Rebbe says, the element of Chof Beis. What is the element of Chof Beis? And this is, it's us. The Sikh of Yisrael spoke about the Mitzvah of Mashiach. He encompasses in himself everything. It's everything we could only wish for and we could only want. It's all there. It's all included in it. The Golas is going to be included in the Gula. It's everything. Here the Rebbe comes in the Sikha of Chof Beishvat and tells us it's not enough. What we spoke about in Yisrael is the Metzias of Mashiach. And now comes the question, and what about us? Who are we? And this is what the Rebbe is addressing in the Sikha of Chof Beishvat. In the Sikha of Chof Beishvat, the Rebbe is talking about there is the Metzias of the Yid. Every person has their individual taste, their individual feelings. Why? That's the way I am. I have my individuality. And when we're talking about the Metzias of the Gula, that has to suffice everybody with their individual taste. That means when we're going to have the scholars of the Gula, I'm going to have my desires fulfilled. What is the value of my desires, how important are my desires? When we have the full scholars and Mashiach and everything, and which encompasses in itself everything, the Mitzvah of Olam Hazeh, we know it, etc. What is so important of him about my individual desires? And the point is that the Mitzvah, the scholars of Mashiach is going to be by sufficing each and it by sufficing and providing for each and everybody in their individual tastes and desires. And this is what the Rebbe brings out there about the woman, that the unique function of the woman, that when she has a dira, she wants her imprint in her dira. She wants it to be, wants the dira to be the way she likes it, the way she likes it. This is the special fragrance of the dira when it has her presence, her presence as well there. And this is the Rebbe said, the dira betachtonim is, if it's all about Mashiach, that is not the full dira betachtonim. Here in this sikha, the Metzias of Atzmus, or the Metzias of Mashiach, now shifts over to another level. Where did the Metzias of Mashiach, the Metzias of Atzmus now shift over? To providing, sufficing to each one of us on our own individual level, on our own individual tastes and choices. Why? What's so important? Because it is just what we want. It's just because it's me, and that's what it is. And that is why it's so important. And this is what's brought out in the Sikha of Chof Beishvat. And this is what the Rebbe says in the Sikha over there in Chof Beishvat, Noi Zayin. He talks about when you have the Yud Aleph and Yud Aleph, which is the second Madrega here in Noi Zayin. The Rebbe said, that is really, it's all about the Yud Aleph. Because the essence is being consumed by the Yud Aleph. It has not fully identified with the Esser, and the Esser is on its own level. And this is what we discussed in the Sefer of Yisrael, where we came and understood how we have Yud Aleph, of the Yud Aleph, that the Metzius of Olam Zeh goes, and from the outset, we already realize that everything in Olam Hazeh is going along with the Eibishter. So it's wonderful. So the Rebbe here, this Sefer says, it is wonderful, but that's not the full purpose. The full purpose is, when the Rebbe explains over here, is the third Madrega, which is the Yud Aleph repeated twice, the repetition when it comes to Chof Beis, and the repetition is that what? That this, my individual choice and taste, which seemingly would have, in this situation, we have Yud Aleph and Yud Aleph from everywhere, from every direction. Why would my individual taste and choice? I've been provided for fully anyways. There's Yud Aleph, Yud Aleph. I've been provided in every single way. Why is my individual taste and choice so important over here? And the Rebbe says, this is what the Rebbe says here. No, it has to be me exactly the way I am. And this is when the Yud Aleph is repeated twice, it comes Chof Beis. And the repetition is, as the Rebbe says, going later on in the next dos, in Oisches, is in the Yoim. What does the Yoim mean? The Yoim of them here is that the way I know myself. That's a Gilui, that's who I am. So we have over here the Yoim. And it was receiving from the Yud Aleph. This is the first Madriga. That's accomplished by the Friedrich Rebbe, where we, as we know ourselves, are fully aligned with the Ein Ha'Vadi. Then we have the Yud Aleph and Yud Aleph, where the Yoim also, yes, is now identified with the Yud Aleph. And this is what we explained in the Sikh earlier, that we, from our outset, from our part, we see, yes, everything is going with, the world today goes along with the Kavanah of the Rebbe. But that is not enough. We have the Yoim. We, from our part, as the Yoim, the Yud Aleph of the Yoim, has to be doubled. What is this extra double? What is it? Is when the Yoim, we as in ourselves, we have our desires, our individual, whatever it is, in the syncrasies, whatever, everything is fulfilled. That is the Shleimus Hiskalas Hatzmus, and this is where the Metzius of Mashiach is. Continuing from our discussion earlier this week on the Sikh of Chof Beis Shvat, we'll just clarify a few points in this Sikha. And this is specifically in regard to the union of spiritual inspiration. And the reason why we're clarifying it today is because there is nowhere where this whole clarification in regards to spiritual inspiration, brought out better than it is in this Sikha of Chof Beis Shvat. So, before going into the Sikha of Chof Beis Shvat, let us just go back to the Sikhas of Yetzei, Vayishlach and Vayigash. In the Sikha of Yetzei, the Rebbe brought out that the Nifl, the Metzius HaGashmi of Olam Hazeh, can accomplish more than the Koach HaPoel. Koach HaPoel, we all know what that is. That's the Koach HaRuchni, the Koach Reki, which is Mechaya, the Yesha Nivra, as we know from Shari Yichud V'Amunah. So here the Rebbe is telling us in this Sikha something which the Rebbe actually explained us in the Maimah of Podu B'Sholom Tovshin Chavav Ibn Lukud Vav. So here the Rebbe brings it out, the Sikha of Yetzi, the Rebbe brings it out even stronger, that the Nifl, meaning the Tzis and Metzius HaGashmi, is a Megala more on Elokus than the Koach HaPoel. Then going over to the Sikha of Yishlach, the Rebbe goes to explain how the Mekabel turns around, the Levona, turns about to be a Mashpia. The Tachna, Metzius HaTachna over here, we in Metzius HaOlam Hazeh, Yesh HaGashmi of this world, are now acting as mashpia, and we are emanating the light of Elokus coming in from within ourselves. Then going over into the Sikha Vayeshev, the Rebbe brings out even more what we mean by this. And the Rebbe goes in to explain that then minhogay of Olam Hazeh, the different types of conducts in different countries where you didn't have settled, contribute to the Gilui Elokus, contribute to the Torah and Mitzvahs more than would be achieved by just being observing and staying staunch with the kingdom of Torah and Mitzvahs. The fact that we've been settled in different countries, and these the individual customs of these countries are all brought in a line to support Torah and Mitzvahs. So this, the fact that it's coming from the Mitzvahs attacked and the individual characteristics of these countries, that contributes more to the observance of the Torah and Mitzvahs than our staunch observance of the Torah and Mitzvahs itself. This is what the Rebbe has brought out in these Sikhs, how it's there with the Loshon of the Rebbe, Holach Kinei Musa, when we're going according to the conduct, I mean, of Olam Hazeh HaGashmi, there, the fact that is brought in a line with the Kima Torah and Mitzvahs as it is today, that brings out the lakus, that brings out the quality of the Torah and Mitzvahs more than our own staunch observance staying steadfast with Torah and Mitzvahs in itself. This is what the Rebbe brings out in these sikhas. Now, following this same thinking, we have the sikha of Yisrei, where the Rebbe brings out that we have the Dibros HaAchoronos of Moshe, which as the Rebbe explains in the beginning of the Sikha Yisrei, means that the Holo Kinei Musa, that the Torah Mitzvahs are now fully in line with the Mitzvahs HaGashmi. And the Rebbe has explained earlier, the Mitzvahs HaGashmi now contributes more to the Torah Mitzvahs than our staunch observance of the Torah Mitzvahs in itself. And the Rebbe explained that the Dibros HaAchoronos are now combined, the one together with the Dibros HaRishonos, and it is in today, after Yud Shvat, and Yud Alef Shvat, etc., etc. So we have the full alignment of Elokus and Mitzvahs HaGashmi v'Olam Hazeh with the Gilui Elokus. But the nekud in all of this is, which is brought out very clearly, is that where is our association with Elokus coming from? The fact that the Mitzvahs HaGashmi goes in a line with Elokus. And just to mention that this goes in line with what the Rebbe said in the Sikha of Boy, that the Ruchnis of Yisrael is ready complete. What we have to do, our Avodah now, is all in the area of the Gashmias. And so as the Rebbe explained in the Sikha of Yisrael, that when we say Mitzvahs HaGashmi, we mean, as we said earlier, Hodach Kinei Musa, that we in our logic, as the Rebbe explained in the Sikha of Yisrael in the beginning, our logical capacity, with our tools of Olam Hazeh, as we know it, we from there, the fact that we can take the Mitzvahs HaGashmi and align it with Elokus, that is where we will see that it's the revelation of Elokus. So, this is all, as we mentioned many times, and the Rebbe explains in the Sikha of Chilik Tes Tovei, that there is many levels in revelation of Elokus. The highest level is this, what the Alter Rebbe says in Igeres HaKodesh, that the Yesh HaGashmi, the Yesh HaNivre, is one with the Yesh HaBoira. Then the Rebbe goes to say there's another level. And what is that? That is the level when the Ribui and the Achdus are one. What does this mean? Here we're talking about someone who doesn't know anything about the Yesh HaNivre and Yesh HaGashmi. He knows that Yesh HaNivre means that something is a Yesh. There's a Ayin and there's a Yesh. There's a Koyach HaLekiya, Koyach Ruchni, which is above the Yesh. And that Koyach Ruchni could not have created the Yesh. And therefore we must say it's coming from the Yesh HaBoira, is coming from the Yesh HaMiti. That's all of these Mesogim, as I explained in Chassidus, Al Alter Rebbe says in the Geres HaKodesh. So here we're talking about someone who doesn't know any of that. He doesn't know what it means, Yesh Ayin. What he knows is the Mitzvahs HaOlam Hazeh HaGashmi, and there's an Eibishter who's running the world. Who the Eibishter is, he has no idea about him, about the Eibishter. He doesn't describe him as Ayin, he doesn't describe him as Yesh. That's all beyond his awareness, his understanding. He knows there's the HaOlam Hazeh, and the Eibishter is running the HaOlam Hazeh. That's all he knows, like the Ben Chomish, the Mikra. Sefira. So here the Rebbe says that the greatest Gilui Elokus is when the Rib becomes, goes along with the Echad, means when all the different Protim of Olam Hazeh, we're talking about the Mitzvah of Olam Hazeh and nothing else. We don't know anything about anything that is above Olam Hazeh. When all the Rib Protim, all the many details of Olam Hazeh, go in line with the Kavon Eloki, with the Ech and the Kudus Ha'achdus of the Eibish, everything goes in line. The plan is being fulfilled. The Dibur Tachtonim is being fulfilled. That is the greatest revelation of Elokus. So this is what the Rebbe is saying here in these Sichas, where the avoided of focus today is in all in the Metzias of the Olam Hazeh HaGashmi. And just to point out, this is a way the Gula is explained in the Rambam, but let's not go into that now. Now let's go into the Sichah of Chof Beis Shvat. Here, the Rebbe is taking everything a step further. And what does it mean he's taking a step further? In the Sikh of Yisro, he brought out the full revelation of the Gula beyond anything that we could imagine. He had brought the full Metzius of the built-in Metzius, Nimtza, the Metzius of the Rebbe, as it can be realized today in the fact that the Olam Hazeh HaGashmi, as we know it, according to the on the characteristics of Olam Hazeh, Olam in Hogin Noyeg, is in fully in line with the Eibishter. And where do we see it? We see it from the fact how the Olam Hazeh HaGashmi goes in line with the Eibishter by doing what the Eibishter wants in Olam Hazeh, fulfilling his vision. We see everything goes along. That is where we come to see Elokus. This is brought out in the Sikh of Yisrael. So this is the revelation of Elokus beyond anything that we could imagine or want. It's all brought out in the Sikh of Yisrael. Coming now into the Sikh of Chof Beis Shvat, the Rebbe does not suffice with that and goes a step further. And what is the step further he's doing? Then the Sikh of Yisrael, the Rebbe brought out the Yud Aleph, which is the Nekuda of the Bligvul that is above everything, the Dibros HaRishonis. Then there's the Yud, which is the Dibros HaShnius, the Metzius of the Tachten of Olam Hazeh, and our Metzius, and how the Yud Aleph and the Yud are fully in line with each other. And the Rebbe says, we go even further. That is not enough. No, we have Yud Aleph and Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph from above, the Dibros HaRishonis, and we have the Yud Aleph of below, meaning that the Tachten, our Metzius, now also has the full Bligvul in itself. So this is something, anything beyond anything that we could want when we say the Metzius Tachten has a full Bligvul of it in itself. What that means is, as the Rebbe explains there in the Sikha of Yisrael, the Metzius Tachten we're talking when we're going according to the Nahoga of Olam Hazeh Holach Kinimuse. We're going according to the Nahoga of Olam Hazeh. In that context, that is where we see the aspect of the Bligvul from the Metzius Tachten. So this is what is brought out in the Sikha of Yisrael. So the Lecheira, there is nothing more that can be brought out than that. But here, coming to the Sikha of Chof Beis Shvat, the Rebbe doesn't suffice with this. And the Rebbe says, we need the Yud Aleph of the Metzius HaTachten of the day, which is referring to the Metzius HaTachten. The Rebbe says, the Giluyim, which is referring to us. We need it doubled. We need Chof Beis. We need that twice. Now, what is this inyan of doubling it twice? So let us go in the Sikha to footnote 107. Where the Rebbe talks about Ava Vira, the union of Neir, so making a lichte gedira, making a dira which is beautiful and wonderful, which is not a nice dira, a beautiful dira. Not only should be a dira, but should be a beautiful dira, which is this is the unique talent of the woman, as the Rebbe explains in the Sikha. He should have a nice smell at the union of Mushka. So here the Rebbe, in there, and that, the Rebbe says, that is a gematria of Neir, meaning there's a Ramach, 248 mitzvahs. And then you have on top of that the two mitzvahs of Av and Yira, which equal to Neir. So here in the footnote 107, the Rebbe says, when we say that there's Av and Yira, outside of the context of the Ramach mitzvahs essay, the 248 mitzvahs, then plus that, adding to that, we have another two, we have the two aspects of Av and Yira. So Rebbe explains here, we're talking about the Av and Yira, besides the fact that the Av and Yira themselves are a mitzvah. Part of the 248 mitzvahs are the two mitzvahs of Av and Yira. So here in this Sikha here, the Rebbe says, we're talking about Okay, there is the individual aspect of Avodah Zarah, just like any mitzvah has its individual aspect, that it is a mitzvah. So the same thing, the Avodah Zarah have their individual aspect, that they are a mitzvah. They're one of the 248 mitzvahs. Then on top of that, they have something which is different, which is unique to the Avodah Zarah, which does not exist by the other mitzvahs, and that is beyond the category of the 248 mitzvahs. It's a unique thing which belongs only to the Yireva Ava, and that is that the fact that they give life and chayis in all the other mitzvahs. This is the general capacity of the Ava and Yireva, not part of the one of the 248 mitzvahs. This is what the Rebbe explains here in footnote 107. So, and this, what Rebbe says, would be the inyan of mushke, the inyan of the having. You can have a beautiful dira, the wonderful dira, but then you have the nice rare, the dira noir, the night which gives life, it gives extra feeling to the whole dira, gives an expression of beauty to the dira. That's the Ava and Yira, which is beyond the capacity of the Ramach. Now, let us just focus a moment. There's a sikh in Chedek of Hey Lech Lecha Aleph, footnote 50. And the Rebbe talks there about Avodah Zarah. And the Rebbe makes it quite clear that Avodah Zarah, if it's not part of the Ramach Mitzvah's essay, really don't have too much of a value. The Rebbe doesn't dismiss Avodah Zarah completely, but he says Avodah Zarah, yes, they have a special quality in themselves that they bring life to other mitzvahs, but that quality has value when the Avodah Zarah are part of the Ramach. Just to have life without life in the mitzvahs because you feel good about it, or you have Yireva and Ava on your own accord without realizing that this Yireva Ava is actually coming, the obligation to have this Yireva Ava is coming from the Eibishter. If we don't have that awareness, we're not doing it as a mitzvah, the Ava and Yireva lose their main quality of being a mitzvah. That is what the Rebbe brings out over there in the Sikh of Lech Lecha. He says that having Ava and Yireva in itself, without the awareness, how without having the Ava and Yireva, because it's a mitzvah of the Eibishter, that is something that belongs to the Nivra. That doesn't really belong to the Boyer. That doesn't really belong to the Eibishter. It's a Nivra expression in his own feelings. So it doesn't really have the value of the true Ava and Yireva. This is what the Rebbe explains over there. Here in this sikha, the Rebbe is telling us something seemingly very different. He's telling us, you should know, there's a Yireva Ava as part of the mitzvahs, but okay, that's just part of the mitzvahs. Then there's a special quality of the Yireva Ava as a they are outside of all the mitzvahs, and that makes a nail. That makes the dira noir, the beauty of the dira, where the Rebbe says in this sikha, that is the shleimus hak. Gilui Ha'atzmus is where in this Yud Aleph twice. That is where the Shleimus of Gilui Ha'atzmus, the Dira Nor, the added beauty which is contributed to, which is added to the Dira, that is where the Gilui Ha'atzmus is. And that is the Inyan of Ner. So Lechere, this is very different, what the Rebbe is saying in the Sikha, in Chelek Chof Hei, where he says, a Yireva Ava, if it's not part of a mitzvah, it doesn't really have its true quality. So the answer to this is that in this sikha, the Rebbe is talking about the Yireva Ava. Yes, he's talking about Yireva Ava as they are outside of the Tariag mitzvahs, out of the Ramach mitzvahs. But nevertheless, the Rebbe is talking about the Yireva Ava, this Yireva Ava, as they are outside of the Ramach mitzvahs, as part of the Kvona of Dira B'tachteinim. So like, just understand it, just to draw a comparison to this, we have the Inyan of Ishtadlis working for Parnasa. The Inyan of Ishtadlis called Masechel, called Rechecho, is definitely not a mitzvah. Nevertheless, the Rebbe explains it receives the value of the mitzvah as in the context of Hechsher mitzvah, when it's done for the sole purpose of only to serve the Eibishter. The reason why one is doing Ishtadlis for one's Parnasa is in order to be able to fulfill the Rotzon of the Eibishter. Otherwise, one doesn't find any meaning in one's Ishtadlis. It's only to fulfill the Rotzon of the Eibishter. At that point, the Ishtadlis acquires a status, the chshivas of a mitzvah in the context of a Hechsher mitzvah. So the same thing would be over here when you're talking about the Yireva Ava outside of the context of the Ramach mitzvah. And nevertheless, the Rebbe says, puts it as part of Neir. That would be when this Yireva Ava, which yes, it is our Yireva Ava, our expression of this feeling of the Eibishter, as it is done to fulfill the karvona of the Hebrews of Dira B'tachtonim, and at that point it acquires the ekshivus and the mitzvah and the hechsher mitzvah, and therefore it's part of the neir, even though it's not actually part of the ramach. So to explain this, this is what the Rebbe tells us here. This is the inyan of the Dira Noir. The Dira Noir, as it is beyond the context, it's the third madrega which is being discussed in this sicha of Chof Beishvat, the Yud Aleph twice. You have the Yud Aleph from above, then you have the Yud Aleph twice from below, from the Giluyim, which is explained in this sikha, which is not there in the sikha of Yisroel. And what is the point over here? The thing is, which is would be very in line with that what the Rebbe says in the sikha of Teitzei and Tovei, you have the full vision of the Gula, the highest vision of the Gula, which we can have, as explained in Chassidus, everything put together. And what is it? That's the vision of the Torah, and that was all brought out in the Sikha of Yisrael. You have the Heskalas of Mashiach, the built-in Metzias Nimtza, which brings the Tachtoinim on their own accord, contributing to the Gilel Kus, something which is beyond anything we could imagine. That the drive to Gilel Kus is actually coming from the Metzias of Tachtoinim, that the greatest vision of the Galus Holocaust that we could ever imagine. This is all brought out in the Sikha of Yisrael, but in the Sikha of Yisrael, where the Tachton is coming, the whole Gilel Kus is fully in line with the Tachton, and it's coming from the Tachton. Now there's something else which is not part of that vision. And what is that? That is me. I am an individual as I know myself. Is the way I know myself, is that the proper way of being? Doesn't make a difference. That's just me. This is the way I am. That I have this preference. This is my taste. This is what I enjoy. This is what the Rebbe is talking about here. When Rebbe is talking about the Dira Noah. When the Rebbe talks about Dira Noah, a beautiful Dira, let us understand what type of beautiful Dira is the Rebbe talking about. Is he talking about a beautiful Dira for the Eibishter? Are we going to have Mesiris Nefesh to the Eibishter, the Fnimish Shuras Adin? Beyond that, what is required according to the Torah, we're going to have such Mesiris Nefesh to the Eibishter, and that would be the beauty of the Dira? Yes, it could be very well said so. But this is not really the focus of the Sikha over here, because the Sikha over here is all about the Yud Aleph being twice, the Yud Aleph of Mitzad the Giluyim, the Yud Aleph of the Tachten being twice. And the Rebbe explained very clearly in the Sikha of Yisri, where we're talking here about the bringing the Elyon and the Tachten together. What Tachten are we talking about? The Tachten, you should make a logical sense according to the Yeshach, the Nivra Tachten, as he is in Olam Hazeh. And the Rebbe explained to the Sikha of Yeshev, that according to the Hoggis of Olam Hazeh, everything doing what the Eibishter wants should make perfect logical sense. The Olam Hazeh will be calling for the observance of the Rotten of the Eibishter. So here, when the Rebbe talks about Dilin Noah, the Yud Aleph twice, the Metzias, the Giluyin, the Metzias of the Tachten being doubled twice, he's, of course, the focus of this is all about then being Noah, as it is in the Menhag El Ba'olam Hazeh. That means that we, the individual person in his, finds, appreciates this Dira which he's forming for the Eibishter. Like when we make something, we have a chasen, what do? Make a beautiful brufa, bring in a party. It is all to fulfill the Rotten of the Rebbe, to fulfill the Rotten of the Eibishter. But we do put in our added beauty to it. This is the beauty, what the Rebbe is talking about over here. So this beauty, this taste, this unique smell, which there is in our individual contribution to this Dira, coming mitzad, the individual being that is coming from the Tachten. That may not be part of the vision of the Gula. Why? Because this is just me. This is what appeals to me. So this is where we come to the inyan of Yisroel above Torah. That the Rebbe explains in the Sikha Tovi that every Yid has this. To nowadays, there is the Yisrael above Torah, which is a begoli by every Yid, and that is driving that person actually to fulfill the Torah. The person in his neutral state, as the Rebbe says very clearly, in the default state of every Yid, he has this Nikud of Yadus, this Nikud of Yiddishkeit, which is above Torah. So we, in my neutral state, have my taste, my interest, etc. etc. See, here the Rebbe is telling us, you can have the full vision of a Dira. That is a vision of the Dira. Here what we're talking about, that comes with the Rebbe adds in Chof Beishvat, that this Dira is going to suffice me, in my individual taste. That is, this is what this Dira is. The Rebbe, when he wants to bring the Gula, that the Yid in his current state, every single Yid in their current state, should fully appreciate the Gula. The Gula should go along with them. It should have meaning for them. It should have value for them. So it's in this, our current state. This is where the Yud Aleph twice, the true Gilei Atzmus. This is what the Rebbe had explained in the Sikh of Yitzhak, the being that it goes along with the Tachtonim, etc. When it comes to this Sikha, the Rebbe says that is not true Gilei Atzmus. Because there we're following a vision of Gilei Atzmus, the way Olam Hazeh should be. Yes, Olam Hazeh in its proper conduct, in its conduct of Olam Hazeh, but that is all about a vision, how the Gula should be. Here we're not talking about a vision, here we're talking about the practical reality. This is who I am. Okay. In the way I am, the Gula should go fully along with me. This is what is brought out in this Sikha. And therefore, this Ava V'hira, which is not part of the Ramach. No, it's just me. My appreciation for the Ibishta. Okay. This Ava V'hira, and now, when we realize that this Ava V'hira is the fulfillment, we realize that the Rotten of the Rebbe is that every Yid in his area where he is in his situation should be able to appreciate this galus of the Gula. When we realize this, then our individual wants, which we would like to be sufficed by the Gula, our individual expression of appreciation to Elokus, to the Rebbe, we want that to be sufficed and fully fulfilled by the Gula. Being that this is with an awareness of Gula, with an awareness that this is the Gula that the Rebbe wants, then this expression of our own individual expression, our own Yireva Ava, even though maybe it's not part of the proper vision, it's not the vision improper, nevertheless, being this part of us, that, and we, now, we are aspiring for this to be fulfilled, because we know this is the good works that everyone wants to bring, that becomes part of the Yireva Ava, part of the Neir, part of the Gilei Dira B'Tachtonim, and on the contrary, this is the Shleimus Inyan of the Dira B'Tachtonim. So now, going into the Sikha, Ois Yud Gimel of the Sikha, where the Rebbe talks about, it brings from Samuk Vov, that the Chiddush of Dira B'Tachtonim is not only going to be a Chiddush for us, it's also going to be a Chiddush in Elokus. So, in the words of Samuk Vov, the way it's there is, you have the two good Madregas in Gilei Elokus. They have the Gilei Elokus, which was Mamale Mokam Acholol before the Bria. And in that Elokus, that Oyer Eloki was the Tzimtzum. Then you have the Oyer Eloki, which is above the Mokam Acholol, which is above the Tzimtzum. So the way we could understand the kvona of Dira B'Tachtonim is to bring that Oyer Eloki, which was a Mamale Mokam Acholol, to bring it back. And that is our void of Dira B'Tachtonim. That is one way of understanding it. But then at Samach Vavi explains, no, that is not the Shlemus of Dira B'Tachtonim. The Shlemus of Dira B'Tachtonim is to bring that Oyer Eloki, which was never there in the Mokam Acholol to begin with, was never affected by the Tzimtzum, and that should be brought into the Metzius of the Tachtonim. Now the question is, if this was never there in the Mokam Acholol to begin with, how can we bring it? I mean, if it doesn't belong there, how can we bring it? So the point, and this is the whole point, this Oyer, which, yes, it has no place to be in Mokam Acholol, because it's beyond the Mokam Acholol. Nevertheless, the void of the Tach, when working in Olam Hazeh and breaking the Tzitz of Olam Hazeh, that affects to bring out the Gilei Eloki, the Gilei Elokus, which is above Mokam Acholol. So what comes out of this, that the avodah of the tachton, the avodah of Dira B'Tachtonim, is not only chiddush for us. We're getting now the Gilei Elokus, which we lost No, we get in Gilgalkus, which was never there, which never had any place to be there. And the only reason why it's going to be there now is through our Avodah. So now it's a Chiddush in Elikus, because that Gilgalkus really never had any place over here, if not for our Avodah. This is what it explains in Samach Vav. So taking this, what it says in Samach Vav, and applying it to what the Rebbe is saying here in this Sicha. Here what the Rebbe is talking about, the Gilei Atzmus, beyond any Gilei Oir. And then the Rebbe says, the Gilei Atzmus can be in many ways, in many forms. It can be the way it is in Yud Shvat. It can be in the way it is in Yud Alav Shvat. Then it can be in the way which it is in Chav Beis Shvat. And that is the Shleimus Gilei Atzmus. So here when we're talking about the Gilei Atzmus and these different levels. So there's one way the Rebbe says, and when they yes, we have the union of Yud Shvat, where the Metzias HaTachten is associating itself with the union of Yud Aleph. You have the Yud, the Metzias of the Tachten, the Giluyim, and you have the Metzias HaAtzmus. And the Metzias of the Tachten is associating itself with the Yud Aleph, and that is the Yud with the Yud Aleph, Yud Shvat. Then you have Yud Aleph, the Yud Aleph and Yud Aleph, the Yud Aleph Shvat. And that is when the Metzias HaTachten itself is ready in line fully with the Atzmus. So the Metzias HaTachten itself, as the Rebbe says, the Tzich is a Mashpia of Gilei Atzmus. The Metzias HaTachten now is emanating the Gilei of Atzmus. Nevertheless, the Rebbe says, this is not the Shleimus HaGilei. Why? Because it's the Metzias HaTachten associating itself with the Metzias HaAtzmus. What is the true Gilei Atzmus is the Yud Aleph, the double Yud Aleph of Metzias HaTachten. And that means in the Metzias HaTachten is serving, if we can say serving itself, is working in the realm of the Metzias of Olam Hazeh as he knows it. There is no outside association with something above us, the Gilei Atzmus, as it is in the Yud and Yud Aleph, and the Yud Aleph and Yud Aleph. In the Yud Aleph twice from the Tachten in the Giluyim. There is no association with anything outside of ourselves. It's, as we explained earlier, it's all about my taste and the understand and the creation of the Tachten. In that context, we have the Gilei Atzmus. So what way do we have the Gilei Atzmus over here? Is the fact that I can fulfill, bring to realization the Kavon of the Rebbe in my Metzias. There is nothing here where I can align with the Metzias of the Elyon, with the Metzias of Yud Aleph as it is above. There's no way I can align with that. Why? Because it says in Samar Vav that is above Mokam HaCholo. There's no way I can align with it. It doesn't belong to me. It's by me fulfilling the Avodah which I meant to do. In the Metzias of Olam Hazeh, that comes to be realized. What does it mean it comes to be realized? The very fact that I'm doing that Avodah, that means the expression of this Gilei Lekus, which is above the Mokom HaCholo, how did it express itself? Not with my identification with this Gilei Lekus, but with the fact that I know that the Rotzna Beile is that I should fulfill the Kvon and did it B'tachtonim. I should do what I meant to do. That is the only way how this Lekus is expresses itself in the Gvila, in the void of the Tachton, without associating, without delving into the Gilei Lekus that is above me. That is the way it's in Samach Vav. Even more so, the way it is, the Rebbe is telling us. We're talking about the Gilei Atzmus as it expresses itself in the Yud Aleph. When the Yud Aleph in the Yud Aleph is just looking at itself as he is in Zman HaGolos and said, the vision of the Rebbe will suffice me. What I have to know is that this is the vision of the Rebbe. That is where the Gilei Lekus expresses itself. And for me to start appreciating and delving into the Metzias, the Gilei of the Metzias of the Rebbe, the Gilei of the Elokus, in its pure, in its raw state in itself, not that it affects my avoiding Olam Hazeh Gashmi, but that the Me'inim for itself, in context for itself, that is not this Gilui. That is not the Gilui. This is not the Gilui, because we're talking about how it all is. It all expresses itself in the fact that I can find in my court in the tears of Olam Hazeh Gashmi how to suffice myself through doing the Rotzon of the Rebbe. That is where this Gilui expresses itself, without me trying to understand and appreciate the mitzvahs of the Likus that is above in the mitzvahs of the Rebbe, because the full of expression of the Rebbe is not in that area. So now we understand that Gula is all about realizing how me, through the channels of Olam Hazeh, the mundane logic of Olam Hazeh, can fully provide for myself and suffice for myself. If I only have the awareness how this is all part of the Kavanah of the Eibishter, this is all part of the Dibur Tachtonim, all to my individual wants and drives. Once we have this understanding, so now comes something else, which is not really discussed in this Sikha, but discussed in many other Sikhas. This is all wonderful and true, that even my own individual drives and wants are all covered by the Gula. It's amazing. But I'm now involved in my individual drives and wants, not as being part of the Gula, but because this is what I want. This is why, apparently, at this point, this is who I am, and this is the way I function, etc. This is what helps in whatever I'm doing. And this is where, and I'm not doing it with a complete identification that this is the Dereba Tachtainim, that this is the Kavon of the Gula. And then, as we said before, from the Likutei Sichas Chelek Hafei, that is not the Yireva Ava, that which is really desired, when it's not with an awareness that this is the Kavon of the Eibishter. That, and as we explained, that this Kavon of the Eibishter even includes sufficing for myself, because this is who I am. But I am not doing it with this awareness how it's all the Kavanah of the Eibishter. I'm doing it just because this is what I aspire to. This is what I want. I'm not identifying with it at this current moment now in my current state as being part of the Gula. It's beyond me a bit. So here comes this other point, which is discussed in other places, in other sikhas. The fact that I'm not fully in line with the vision of the Gula does not take away from what I'm currently doing. What does that mean? Is me, if I currently, in order for me to function successfully in doing what the Rebbe wants, I have to provide for myself and have this Yireva Ava because I want it, without realizing that this is the Kavanah of the Rebbe. Or I've learned this Sikha, I may realize that this is the Kavanah of the Rebbe, but I can't say I fully identify with it, let's say. So none of that is an issue, because being that in my current state is bringing me to Torah and Mitzvahs, and being also that in the full vision of the Gula, providing for myself and sufficing for myself with my Yireva Ava, just because this is what I want, is also going to be included in the full vision of the Gula. See, even though if I'm doing it now without an awareness that this is the full vision of the Gula, or without a full identification with this awareness, that's perfectly fine, because being that this is going to be included in the Gula, and practically speaking, it's now helping me and my Torah mitzvahs. Wonderful. This is what comes out of this Sikh of Chof Bishvat. However, here comes the Nakuda. The Nakuda is that we should have an awareness what the Gula is. Whether I fully identify with it or not is something separate. But we should have an awareness. And the Rebbe says we should have an awareness, we identify with the Gula even with our Levushim Atzoyim. The point is we identify with the Gula, that will actually bring us to align with the Gula fully. So it could be my now, Yirav Ava. It's not being driven with my identification with the Gula, even not the Gula as knowing that the Gula includes my individual Yirav Ava. No, I'm doing the Yirav Ava, because this is bluntly who I am, without the identification with the Gula, that being that anyway, ultimately, this is part of the Gula. The important element to know now is that what the Gula is, and to aspire to that direction, and at the same time, I'm going to be serving my own my own wants now, and doing Torah and Mitzvahs, let's say, with my spiritual inspiration, with my Yireva Ava, just because this is what I want. I'm going, so the, Nevertheless, being I have an awareness what the goal is, that will eventually shift me in what the same thing which I'm currently doing now, because what I'm currently doing now is also part of the goal. Just I don't identify with it as such. Being it's the same thing, my awareness of the goal will eventually affect me to do what I'm doing now with awareness of gula. Yes, at that point, maybe I'll change my priorities slightly. Maybe yes, maybe not. That is totally not important here. The point is that we should have identification with the gula and aspire in that direction. And that will automatically move us over gradually, slowly, or one moment. That doesn't make a difference. The point is we have to have this identification, and that will draw us completely into the gula. So, just to make it clear again, the point is to know what the gula is, not to mistake the gula for something else. This is the point. If we want to have that awareness of the gula, any act may prompt the gula. Wonderful. But we want to go beyond that any act, and we would like to have this privileged act of actually identifying with the gula, bringing the gula in our lives. Then we have to know what gula is. And gula is, as we explained earlier, the fact that I may not be up to it, that is something for itself. And the Rebbe explained the Sikh of Noach, that's a void, it's a prat. We have to know what the gula is. That is a calling of the time. That will include us, all of us, into the gula. But having the important point is we should know what the gula is and not mistake the gula for something else, which ultimately gets in our way of bringing ourselves to the full identification with the gula.